When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. 84th and Old Cheney. 168th and Maple up there in the O. Plenty of options there. They got every all three corners of Lincoln covered, and they're probably making their way to do that in the O. We originally said we were going to talk some NFL news. We'll get that in the second segment. My man Brett McMurphy, my man that always is somehow always in the forefront and when there's some stuff that, you know, some controversy needs to be reported on, came out with his bowl predictions. And if everything holds true, a hated opponent will be played by the Huskers. It would be Texas against Nebraska. That'd be fun because horns down would be in effect. Right, but here's who he has for his top four seeds. Chuck Foreman's hype. I can tell you that right now.
The Vikings had to drop down a level to make the playoffs this year?
They need to. Right?
Austin Orman, you go to your room.
They need to.
That is just rude.
The number one seed, Mr. Smiley himself, Mr. Clicks. I don't like Clicks, but I'm definitely, you know, in front of the camera smiling. I like him as a coach. I think he's corny, though, when he gets in front of the camera. Oregon Ducks. They're the number one. He has them as the number one seed.
Athletic has them at five.
McMurphy was probably six beers deep when he did this. Number two seed, Alabama.
Wow.
First year coach, but a phenomenal roster. Phenomenal roster.
Athletic has Bama at 10.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Somebody's going to be right.
And on the road, they have them on the road in the first round. Traveling to Penn State at 7.
I would go see that. I would go to that game. Here's number three. Here we go. The Kings. The Kings with Mario Cristobal. As long as you're not trying to run a four-minute drill and my man is trying to not kneel the ball down and run it. I think he learned from it. But, yeah, the Kings. They've had Ohio State had the best probably – recommitment by their star players and transfer portal, along with some other Miami cleaned up. Got Cam Ward, who I think is going to be dynamite down there. And then number four, the fighting DPs, Cam Rising coming back for his 85th year. He's 25 going on 26 years old. He's back healthy. I like you. Here's why I think Utah can be in there. They might not be the best number four. Here's why they can be the number four. What they do is the equivalent of the Phil Negro Ephus pitch. They are physical. They're well coached. They're sneaky athletic. They know exactly who they are, and they're playing in a conference that nobody can match them. Like, I don't think anybody in their conference has a better quarterback. I don't think anybody in their conference has a better head coach. The culture is the culture, and they are extremely physical. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna you're gonna have to play the way they like to play, mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of teams that are able to play like the to the Kansas State, yeah. But even that's even a little bit of a kind of a step up for Kansas State to, and it's not just line up and just like army and like 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They will inside, outside zone you. They will be physical out on the edges. And then they have more depth and they have guys that are just good football players.
Utah's schedule fascinates me. You go to Utah State, always interesting. Go to Oklahoma State the very next week. That's going to be one to watch on the 21st of September.
That's the conference championship right there.
You get familiar foe Arizona to come to you. So there's a Pac-12 matchup. Go to Arizona State, host TCU, and then this is where it starts getting a little wonky. Go to Houston. Not going to be great, but new trip for you. Holy War. But you host it. Go to Colorado. Okay, you've done that before. Host Iowa State, and then go to UCF. That's a weird list.
UCF is just because of the travel. Now I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you where Utah is gonna run into some trouble is when they go play at Houston, and it's not just because Houston's always gonna have athletes, but their stadium is in the third ward. That drive in the stadium is gonna be something them dudes from Utah ain't never seen before. And if they play them on like a Friday, if it's a Friday, Houston actually plays good on Fridays. I think they'll win, but DP knows. Going to their stadium is just a different ride. It ain't like this right here. You got people out here waiting for you in the intimidation factor. But it's a unique schedule. But that's why I think Utah, if they handle their business and he stays healthy and they have another first-round pick, oddly enough, at tight end and some sneaky good receivers, and they're always going to play good defense, who has their defensive coordinator is a head coach in waiting, they can – handle their business and end up, you got to put them in there.
Going into Houston is tough, especially at night.
Yeah.
But Utah finds its way into Provo.
That's a different type of roguish.
If you haven't had to drive to Provo.
Yeah.
Had that army waiting for you.
That's a different. that's the known roguish, though.
They
got limits up there in Houston. There is no limits. You're gonna be up there, and Scarface is gonna be waiting for you, man.
Yeah, but you ever had a gang of dudes with with books,
with Bibles,
talking about
wishing bad on you?
Utah? Do you ever been talking about your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Man, I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go play football.
But
repent.
I think BYU put spells on you.
Look, when they tell you you can't get caffeine in Utah County.
They said, listen, you ain't getting no 5-hour energy, no Red Bulls, no up your gas or nothing.
Do you know that has sugar, don't you, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, they just making you feel bad. No Gatorade, no nothing. Just having you out there parked.
Look, and then they will hug you to you just like, okay, I don't even want to play football no more.
They just make you feel bad for just living.
Oh, it's a weird place. Yeah, I like Utah at 4.
A lot of things got to go right, but they're set up for success.
I think they actually end up there. For me, they're 3 because I think they'll be ahead of the ACC champion. I think Big Ten and SEC will be 1 and 2.
Yeah, ACC.
When's the first year that Big Ten and SEC aren't 1 and 2?
What's the first year?
Yeah, how long does that take?
2030? Well, when they no longer exist and it's just one alliance, whatever year that is, where they're playing under one end of, because then it's the South, the West, the East, the North.
It's hard for the Big 12.
It's regional and not silliness.
Somebody is going to have to take off. But then the next game, and here's the first matchup for it, is Texas State. So that's the group of five, right? Which is they're ranked number 12 at Ohio State.
Sorry, Bobcats.
Yeah, you're just getting the brakes beat off you. Well, thank you for playing.
Ooh. That's tough.
Yeah, but look, for them to get in the first year, that'd be good. Then the next game right here, this is going to be the most physical game out there, right? There's going to be one team scoring points, one team not going to score any. Number 11, Iowa at Georgia. Listen here. This is the problem with Iowa. They've hung their hat on something, and they had to get a new offensive coordinator, which their choice was, did you just go eeny, meeny, miny, mo with the like? You could have got somebody else, right?
No.
Okay. You do not have a quarterback. All right.
Cut him some slack. He's playing against his own defense.
My he man never scored practice.
You got a first. You got a really good tight end, and that's it. And you're going to be able to run the ball. You're going under Georgia. That is not happening. Period.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's wrong team for Iowa to play.
That's a full fledged blowout, and you're at Georgia.
And that's a
unique trip for Iowa as well. I might send Kurt Ferentz into retirement. Now here's a game right here. This is the most interesting matchup if it does hold true. Is Virginia Tech at Ole Miss? Virginia Tech is everybody thinks they're going to be great this year.
They are so small.
Right.
They're so small. I looked at their film and I kept looking for bodies. Their starters are fine.
Yeah.
But their depth, Austin has greater leg days than the dudes at Virginia Tech.
They think they're going to make a big step. I do think Lane Kiffin and those guys get over themselves, and they do get in. I don't think Virginia Tech is going to be there. If Virginia Tech is, they are just going to get mollywhopped up. And really,
well, that means they're better than NC State.
That was just,
they'd have to be better than Clemson better right. than, you know. So, yeah. You said to be better than Virginia.
Yeah, which, and better than NC State and whoever State. Knows. Yeah. Florida yeah. State. Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, now we're coming down here. Here's the matchup that actually I would pay to go see. Is number 9.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
9 Penn State at Louisiana, at LSU. That'd be the best match.
Would you rather see that game in Death Valley or Happy Valley?
I want to experience Death Valley.
Death Valley at night is just...
Yeah, I'd like to see that game at night. Yeah. Happy Valley, you know what game I'd want to see at Happy Valley? I want to see if Mike Locksley and Maryland go up there and they don't shake hands. That's the best thing ever, man. You know, obviously Maryland hates Penn State more than Penn State hates Maryland, but I'd like to go see LSU. Get some good food down there, too.
The Athletic has Notre Dame hosting LSU in
the Brian Kelly Bowl.
In the 8 versus 9, going to Notre Dame. They had Boise State traveling to Oregon.
That's a rematch. They play that game week 2 this year.
Alabama traveling to Penn State. And Ole Miss traveling to Texas. With Florida State, Ohio State, Utah, and Georgia waiting.
Well, we're going to see if Florida State's for real here in about 4 days.
And nobody yet has had Michigan, Kansas State, Oklahoma in their conversation.
Okay, so DP, out of Michigan, Kansas State, and Oklahoma, if you had to pick... Which team makes the playoff?
Kansas State, easiest path. Easiest path.
Austin?
Yes, and they're also the best team of that group.
Kansas State?
Yes.
But, I mean, best teams, path matters.
Yeah. I'm saying I agree, best path and.
Yeah.
You think Kansas State's better than Oklahoma?
Better than Michigan?
I do.
Better than
I
Michigan?
Do. I do. This year.
I think Oklahoma is there. I think Oklahoma is a team to get in there.
Austin out here being disrespectful to the national champions. No. Big Ten champions.
Well, let's talk about Michigan. Sharon Moore.
To the rating. Defensive.
Michigan might have the best unit of any of those teams with its defense. I just got too many questions on the other side of the ball. I think K-State's pretty balanced. I like Klieman. And Oklahoma.
You have the best downhill runner in the country.
Kansas State's got two really good running backs.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take either one of them over Brandon Edwards.
Yeah.
He needs to bounce back. He wasn't the same player last
year. He ain't got to bounce that far. He was still better. He's still better than everybody else that's coming back running the football in America. And he's got, I don't know, three potential All-Americans up front blocking for him. He's got some bangers up there. Oh, yeah. And the Big Ten hadn't figured out how to beat him in 3 years.
Valid. I just not buying Michigan.
I don't like Michigan.
No, I just
I don't
the
like
drama
them.
Cloud. Yeah. There's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I don't
I
like
know they
them.
Get some benefit of the doubt, and maybe I'm giving them too little benefit of the doubt. But
yeah. They lost
I'm
a
just,
lot.
I'm just out on.
I
Michigan.
Mean, Michigan lost a lot. You mean you lost your?
You would make me really happy, Austin, if that were true. So let's be clear. I will be celebrating the fact that that boy Austin is good.
But you got to look at Oklahoma. They play Temple, break off session. They play Houston. They should win that one. And it's at home. Then they play
not Tulane. A conference game anymore.
Nope. But then they play Tulane. That's going to be the sneaky close game.
I think Kansas State plays Tulane
at
as
Norman.
Well.
It's still going to be a
okay.
good game.
Yeah.
But
if it was at Norman, if it was at Tulane,
yeah, because yeah,
you talk about
they,
tough places
yeah,
to drive
like,
into.
Yeah, they're going to play 11 at 11. And yeah. It's going to be horrible.
they are waiting for you Friday.
Yeah.
At Tulane.
Tulane has Kansas State and Oklahoma both. Week two for Kansas State, week three against Oklahoma.
And then Oklahoma plays Tennessee at home. So ooh. They got ooh. Their schedule is set up really, really good ooh. For them. Okay. Tennessee at home. I'm not sold. I like Tennessee. I'm not sold on Heupel.
They have so much talent, though.
They do, but I'm not sold on him.
Man,
I'm not sold on him.
I'm trying to not put too much stock into what they did to Iowa in the bowl game.
Yeah,
no, I didn't even think about it. I'm just talking about him as a coach.
They have so many dudes that just everybody wants and couldn't get. People people that I thought would transfer out are staying there just to, you know what, because we're having a good time and we like playing at Tennessee. And doggone it, I need chaos in Knoxville.
And then Oklahoma goes down to Auburn.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be the hardest game, just going down there. You know. Then they play Texas. So that's a coin flip. Then they go, and then they have South Carolina at home. They actually got a pretty favorable schedule. Then they go down to Ole Miss. Ole Miss will probably win that one. Then they got the typical SEC game. They play Maine. That's like, okay, we're going to get you some reps. We told you we're going to get you a lot of reps. We're going to just blow them out.
Enjoy your reps.
Then they play at Missouri. Stand on business. I don't know about that, man. And they got the schedules. It's either 2:30, 3:30, or a night game. Remember when Georgia won, I think, their first national championship? Missouri took Georgia to the 59th minute. If they play November in Missouri, L. And then guess what their last two games are? Bama at the crib at LSU.
Woo! Yeah, go on home. Go on home. Go ahead and pack for that Music City Bowl.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take that SEC fifth seed.
Yeah. Welcome.
Whatever bowl game the SEC fifth seed is, go ahead and take that one.
Yeah, that's what they're not going to make it. They're going to make. That's why Dylan Gabriel left. He said, listen, man, you see this schedule? Hey, man, I'm all, you know, he ain't nothing but like, Dylan Gabriel ain't nothing but like 5'11".
Do we still believe that that's why Lincoln Riley left too?
No.
Not knowing that he was going to end up in the Big Ten?
No.
I think he left Oklahoma. I think he thought the Pac-12 would be easier. And it was a fat paycheck. I think he knew what he was doing.
It's a really nice paycheck. And a really high-quality charter plane.
Yeah, and they bought his houses in Oklahoma.
Like,
I mean, he's came out on
yeah.
top. I think he thought, and it was actually a very smart decision. You got to think you couldn't have forecasted that Lanning would come after Cristobal and really take him to like you know, like SEC level. You probably couldn't have forecasted that Arizona was going to, you know, Jed Fish was going to turn them around. And you couldn't afford, there was no way you could really think that Washington was going to have a magical year. And USC has the biggest brand power in out of everybody and longevity in the Pac-12. So, and they gave him a whole bunch of money. And he's like, I got a plethora of talent. I'm bringing the number one pick along with a ton of other guys. This offense is going to be even better. All the teams that I just mentioned, there's just one team that he forgot to think about. There's one team that he forgot to think about when he went there.
The Mutes.
And the Utah.
Hey, neighbor.
The Utah. and Utah played him. The year that they beat him in the Pac-12, didn't they beat him in the season?
Yeah. It was a brawl, too.
Right. But the way they beat him in the in the championship game, you know, I always say the equivalent is, listen, they just essentially like a little kid, pulled your pants down, spanked you on the butt. They just beat the brakes off, physically beat him up. And I don't think that's what I'm saying. I think he went to the Pac-12, not respecting the Pac-12. And I guarantee you, he overlooked Utah.
There's a lot to overlook until you actually have to stand in front of them.
Right. But that's what he did. And that's where now, then he ran into trouble.
I mean, it was the thing. The ABC people, when they got their first look at Utah, they couldn't understand the massiveness of the bigs for Utah. And he just went, yeah, it's different. It's different. And then, oh, by the way, you see Cam Rising. You went, well, that's the biggest quarterback in America. That dude plays big.
Yeah. And he leaves. And they're physical. It's crazy because Utah has huge offensive linemen. They got two tight ends that are like former basketball players. Kincaid or whatever his name is. He's a former basketball player. He's great tight end. Obviously, I see him up there in Buffalo. They got a really good one now. And then this crazy, like, I'll never forget number 81 because his brother was number 11, the safety. Mm-hmm. And so the 81 was their, he was a former receiver. So his brother was a defensive back starting. The other one that ended up playing rush in was a receiver. They're like, oh, you're not going to play, you're not good enough to play receiver because Utah has some good receivers. He goes and plays defensive end. He's 225 pounds. You got to think, you already know he's physical because he's going against, you know, them big dudes in practice.
260-pound edge defender,
right.
Rusher, pressure guys who could also drop back and pressure.
And so he's – so where Utah is able to pretty much be the opposite of USC, and they're well coached, you know. And so – but then I think what happened to Lincoln Riley was Utah's playbook became – everybody else's playbook. It's like when I texted Jed Fish after the Arizona game, like, bro, go for it, win it, you know. And so he was extremely physical, kind of just got over his, you know, over his skis a little bit. So that's where he's running into trouble, and now he's on the hot seat, you know.
All him, caps,
yeah, because the way he walked around and lied to himself, he didn't even say it with any like conviction, like we're the team to beat in the Big Ten. He just said it just like, all right, I gotta say it. He didn't even believe in himself.
Time to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, the one thing that needs to get figured out is who's going to be starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm really interested in it because
Terry Hanratty.
it's a career defining, not career defining. It could be a career altering decision for Russell Wilson.
You don't want to finish out on a bad note.
Well, he's going to have to change some things.
Yeah.
And it has he done it, or does he have the Sean Payton hangover? Anyway, we'll discuss that next, second segment. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.